Well, I would ask you to take your copy of God's Word and find the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12. The Gospel of Mark in chapter 12. This morning we will pick up where we left off last week. If you remember last week, we stopped at verse 27. So this morning we're going to pick up at verse 28 and read down to verse 34. As we have worked our way through this gospel account, I can't even remember when we began it, but it's been a little while now. And I shared with you at the outset, my goal was to only allot one sermon per text. I didn't want to, you know, we can take our time. We spent years in John. And so we've been trying to go at a little bit faster pace since that's the way the account does. I've not tried to do a harmony of the gospels, where we take a text and we look at all the other Gospels, especially Matthew and Luke, together with Mark, make up synoptic Gospels, that is, looking at Jesus' life from the same vantage point. But with all that being said, this morning we're going to start, and we're either going to finish next week or the next week. Depends on how quickly y'all listen today. So we got at least one more sermon from this text, maybe two. And when we get into this, I don't want us to rush through it because you're going to see why we're going to take our time going through this text. So with all of that being said, we're going to start at Mark 12, verse 28, and read to verse 34. And I'm going to ask you if you're physically able to stand as we read the holy, inspired, inerrant, infallible, authoritative, and sufficient Word of God together. Mark chapter 12, beginning at verse 28, this is the Word of God. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Let's pray again now. Father, as we come to this text, we see in it this question about the most important commandment in all the law. And we see the answer of the Lord Jesus. And so we want to not gloss over this text. We don't want to rush through it. We want to hear the gravity of what is laid out before us. We will not exhaust everything. We can't. You are infinite and we're not. But we do want to begin to have a greater understanding and depth of knowledge of this truth. May you bring it to bear on all of our hearts and minds as we look at it today. We ask it all for your great name's sake. Amen. Please be seated. Well, last week we saw this group come to test Jesus called the Sadducees. That began at verse 18. And the week before, we saw the Pharisees and some of the Herodians. These were two groups that typically were opposed.